come fight. You're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard, right there, Aristocrat, brand new from White Lung, a demo from White Lung, who actually, as the previous show to the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show said, Radio Zero, White Lung are playing tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada with New Sensei and the Beelines for only $5. White Lung, New Sensei, and the Beelines tonight at the Biltmore, doors 9 p.m., $5. And that was brand new, a demo from White Lung, Aristocrat. And we also are joined today on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show by a caller. Caller, are you there?
I am here.
Who are you?
I am Ben Grabner from 100 Monkeys.
And Ben, who else is in 100 Monkeys?
Well, we've got Jared Anderson, Lawrence Abrams, Jackson Rathbone, and Ben Johnson in the band.
And you two are also playing in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada tonight, aren't you?
That's true. We have the great pleasure of playing downtown at the venue.
And you're also doing a free gig tomorrow at Neptune Records, an all-ager.
Quite possibly the best record store in North America.
Have many people talked to you about you wearing Neptune Records shirts? And I should say, you're not from Vancouver, are you? Where are you guys from, you 100 Monkeys? Where are you from exactly?
We're Cali boys. Well, none of us are actually from California other than Jared. He's from San Diego, but the band's from Los Angeles.
But you wear the Neptune Records shirt so proudly. Have people talked to you about your Neptune Records shirts? Because I'm sure you've worn them in many of your gigs.
Man, oddly enough, the other day I was outside a rehearsal space in Los Angeles, and I was wearing a Neptune Records shirt, and another musician I'd never met before was standing in the parking lot smoking a cigarette, and he was wearing a Neptune Records shirt. And I was like, whoa, he'd just recently been up here, played an in-store, and, you know, obviously knows Rob and everyone who runs the shop, and it's like it's a very big little record store, you know? Everyone in the world seems to know it.
Well, what t-shirt was he wearing? Because there's been a few t-shirts, haven't there, that Neptune Records have put out. Like, what t-shirt was he wearing? Because there's a new Neptune Records t-shirt.
Yeah, he had the new one on with the two angels that are kind of sitting knee to knee. But I was wearing the old school one with the big white circle that says Neptune right in the center of it.
And you are Ben Gropner of the 100. Did I pronounce that right? Gropner?
Gropner, yeah, you got it right, Nardwuar.
And you are Ben Gropner of the 100 Monkees, who are performing tonight at the venue in Vancouver, BC, Canada, at 7 p.m., kind of an early show, and then tomorrow playing all ages for free at Neptune Records in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The last time I saw you, Ben, or at least I saw the 100 Monkees, was on the sidewalk outside of Headhunters at South by Southwest.
I remember that.
Now, was that part of your 100 Cities tour?
That was. Well, that was also a part of, you know, just getting down to South by Southwest. But Austin, you know, we've been fortunate to play several shows in Austin throughout the last year. So, you know, that's just a place we're always happy to go back to and play. We're actually bummed out that we aren't going to make it down to South by this year. But, you know, there's always next year.
I missed you at South by Southwest. How was that show at Headhunters? It looked like it was going to be pretty hot that day.
It was extremely hot. It was one of those, you know, where you have about 150 more people in the room than I think the fire department would ask you to. But it was great energy. You know, people had a fantastic time. And then, that whole weekend down at South by was just a wonderful time.
Did you play many other gigs?
Yeah, we played one other gig. I forgot the name of the venue, but it was a proper, you know, South by Southwest showcase at night. We played up with Steel Train and the Honey Brothers and a bunch of other bands that we've been kind of mulling around with, which is interesting because our tour manager at the time, Chelsea Schwartz, is actually the manager for the band Steel Train that we played with, and none of us had any idea we'd be playing together until we wound up in the same green room, and we were like, oh, hey, it's you guys.
Well, the Honey Brothers is an interesting actor connector, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting band Adrian Grenier's got going on.
And, of course, you have Jackson doing the twilighting in Vancouver. And am I correct to say that Vancouverites always can look forward to a 100 Monkees gig every time Jackson comes to town to shoot Twilight? It seems like that happens.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, if we've got an excuse to come up here and play a show, we always will. But I think you know, in the next few years after they're done filming these movies, we're going to keep returning to Vancouver, hopefully many times a year, because we just, we've grown to absolutely love this city.
When you have actors in the band, like you're an actor yourself, Jackson is an actor, some of the other guys I think are into producing, etc., how do you feel when you're lumped together with other actor-type bands? Like at South by Southwest last year, there was also a grouping together of bands whose parents were famous. Like they had Mick Jagger's son. He was in a band called Turbo Geist, and he was on a bill with like Lenny Kravitz's daughter's band. And it was like all these sort of like siblings of famous people. Have you been linked up at all with anything with that?
Not too much, actually. I think the closest we've come to playing with another band that's got a bunch of actors in it was when we played that showcase with the Honey Brothers. Other than that, you know, we haven't played alongside any other bands with prominent actors in them.
So you guys live in Los Angeles, California, when you're not on tour. Like 100 gigs in 100 days. Do you live in Los Angeles, and can you call that your home? Like, where do you guys live particularly?
We really, you know, we live all over the place. We just got to spend 15 days in Los Angeles, which is the most consecutive time we've spent there in about a year. We've been out for the last 5 months since October until just very recently. We've been living in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, finishing our album Liquid Zoo. And then, who knows, this year, you know, we're planning a very extensive North American and world tour. So I think we're probably going to be living somewhere between a bus and an airplane.
And you are Ben Gropner of the 100 Monkees playing tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, at the venue at 7 p.m. and also an all-ages in-store tomorrow for free at 12 p.m. at Neptune Records on Main Street. In Los Angeles, is it hard to find a place to live? And when you do find a place, the place you live probably has a bit of history associated with it, doesn't it?
Yeah, they do. Actually, about a year ago, we were living in the same hotel that Janis Joplin died in. Everybody says it's haunted by her ghost. I didn't see any ghosts, but...
And how about for house, though? Like, where you're living now, are there some, like, actor connectors to the house that you're living in now at all?
There's other than it being Jackson's house. You know, he was fortunate enough to finally grab himself a place to live. So he hasn't spent any time there yet, but you know, it's good to have a place to go back to.
Because Butterfly Juice fanzine had reported that Jackson and you guys are living in Danny Bonaducci's house.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't, to tell you the truth, I live in such a box, I couldn't even tell you who Danny Bonaducci is off the top of my head.
Boom! And you, of course, are Ben Gropner of the 100 Monkees, playing tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, at the venue. The last time I saw you guys play live, though, was at the Players Chop House in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, as part of that Twilight cast party. Do you remember that, the Players Chop House?
Oh, yeah, that was just a great time.
What was wild about that gig was I actually helped grease the pole, Ben.
Grease the pole? Oh, so people couldn't climb up and take pictures?
Yeah, what can you tell the people about that, greasing the pole?
You know, you never know what odd jobs you're going to wind up needing done. If you need a pole greased, you know, there's always a friend like Nardwar who can get it done.
Yeah, I arrived early at your gig at the Players Chop House. It was a Twilight cast party, and you guys were like, can you help grease the statue? Can you grease the statue? I'm like, why would I want to grease the statue? It's because you want to grease the statue so nobody can climb up on the statue and then take a photo into the smoking area of some of the celebrities that were assembled there that night. I thought that was amazing. Is that the craziest sort of thing that you've seen where the media is trying to be kept away, like by getting something greased?
That is true. You know, I don't think I've seen anything much more drastic than greasing a statue or hanging up some drape.
And it's
pretty extensive measure.
And it's pretty actually old school to do that, because in Vancouver there's the Dominion Building built in 1909, and if you look closely, there's grease over it so that people can't climb up the fire escape and then break into windows and stuff. So grease is really used quite a bit to keep people from getting into place, but I just thought it was great how that statue was greased right beside the Players Chop House in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And speaking of awards and stuff, was Jackson, your bandmate, was he at the Razzies at all? Did you guys think about showing up at the Razzies?
We didn't get to show up, but we definitely had a Razzie celebration. Of our little own. I was very proud of him winning a Razzie.
Yeah, that's amazing. For The Last Airbender, the Razzies.
That's true. I believe it was Worst Supporting Actor. It's quite a title, you know.
I thought he might show up and the band could play too. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would have been awesome, wouldn't it?
And Ben, you're all here basically because of Sarah G, aren't you? That's why I'm speaking to you right now, because I met you through the Neptune crew, Rob Frith and Ben Frith, etc., etc., etc. But they met you through Sarah G. How did you hook up with the Neptune crew? It was through Sarah G. It was through a hotel, wasn't it?
Yeah, through Sarah G, who was working at the Kimpton Hotel here in Vancouver. And when we had first come up here, and we didn't know anybody in the Vancouver music community, and we were looking for bands to play with at our shows and a place to rehearse and a place to record and all these things. And Sarah was down at the front desk with all of her awesome rock and roll tattoos. And you know, we put our heads together and we were like, you know, I'll bet this girl can get us in with the Vancouver music community. And so we asked her, and sure enough, she did. And we wound up making all these wonderful friends.
And she steered you to Neptune Records. So thank you, Sarah G. Sarah G started it all off then.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah.
So if you're in a band and you're in a hotel, you shouldn't be afraid to speak to people with tattoos then.
No, never, never.
Do you have a taster at all, Ben, with the 100 Monkees?
A taster?
A taster.
What's a taster?
A taster is somebody that tastes stuff before the band tastes it so that the taster dies and not the band, i.e. when you get the fan food, because you guys get a lot of fan food sent to you, don't you?
We do, we do. We get a lot of cookies, sometimes a full-blown meal, you know?
And some of it gets destroyed in the mail, I heard. But how about eating fan food? You're not afraid to eat the fan food?
I'm not. I'm a big optimist, you know? I think that there's more good people in the world than bad people, but maybe I'll learn my lesson one day.
Because when you're doing, like, the 100 gigs in 100 days sort of tour thing, was it 100 gigs in 100 days? I want it to be 100 gigs in 100 days. Was it?
It wasn't 100 gigs in 100 days. It was a little more time than that. But most recently, this past Christmas, we did a very short tour, did 8 shows in 8 days over several thousand miles. That was a really exciting winter tour.
And did you actually get it to 100? Did you actually get the gigs to 100?
I think, well, we've played over 100. The problem with the 100 cities tour list is some of those cities are so small that they don't have a venue that can hold a band our size and an audience our size. So what we're looking to do in this coming year is find places in those cities that we haven't yet gone to play, places like roller skating rinks or other larger venues where we can set up a stage and fit everyone in there. And we're really looking forward to, fulfilling our obligation and going out and playing these shows.
Ben Gropner of 100 Monkeys playing tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, at the venue at 7 p.m. and tomorrow playing a free all-ages in-store at Neptune Records. You're in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and last year there were some photos of you that I thought were quite hilarious. Quote, Eclipse actor Jackson Rathbone stops by Tom Lee Music Store with his 100 Monkeys, and then in brackets, Ben Gropner, Jared, and Ben downtown. Do you remember that photo at all?
I do, actually. We had just gotten out of the car from Los Angeles. We'd driven straight up and had parked. And I think in that photo, if you look really carefully, the guitar I'm holding doesn't have any strings on it.
And it's tiny. It looks like a tiny mini Fender. That's what I was fascinated by. Is that like a tiny Fender, or are you just such a big guy that it looks tiny?
Yeah, well, I'm 9 feet tall, so, you know, the perception's a bit skewed. But no, it's actually a small guitar called an Aria. That has the speaker built in, so you can get this wonderful feedback off of it.
Yeah, that's why I was fascinated by it. I was like, man, there's this picture of you guys that's actually worthwhile. Not that I guess a paparazzi shot is not worthwhile, but here is like a really interesting shot, but the paparazzi, they didn't talk about the rare guitar at all.
That's true. I'm surprised they didn't, because those little Arias are fantastic little guitars. If you can find one, grab it, you know?
Well, is that why you picked it up, because you hadn't seen it before, or had you seen one before?
Well, the reason we keep so many small instruments around is when we're in the car, you know, driving a few thousand miles, we like to keep an electric guitar and some shakers and some harmonicas in the car so, you know, we can make music as we roll along.
Do you have a favorite paparazzi pic that you guys have been pictured in? Is it the one with you with the little mini guitar there, or is there another favorite one that you remember?
You know, I'll go ahead and say that one's my favorite. I don't follow them all too closely, so.
Well, and you are Ben Gropner. Ah, well, you are Ben. Do many people come up to you and say, well, you are Ben?
You must be Ben, or the other Ben.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. For people that don't know, how do you determine between Ben and Ben in 100 Monkeys?
Well, usually I've caused some sort of problem, and the other Ben is very responsible, and he's usually fixing the problem. So my name is usually said with a little more haste and aggression, and his name is usually said with a little more confidence and relief. You can just tell in the tone who's being addressed.
And see both Bens tonight at the venue in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at Neptune Records for free, an all-ages in-store. Ben, you do some acting yourself. You were in a movie called Devolved?
That's true. I was in a movie called Devolved. They're actually playing that tonight in Los Angeles.
Quote, Devolved is a racy teen satire that follows a group of high schoolers on an ill-fated whale-watching trip who find themselves stranded on a deserted island off the Mexican coast. A racy teen satire. So how much did they pay you for the nudity?
Oh, you know, I do the nudity for free, but...
Could you describe... Is that the catch line? Did I describe it properly? Devolved? Is that what it's about?
Yeah, that is exactly what it's about. You know, it's a very similar plot line to Lord of the Flies, but it's been modernized and put into a kind of a present-day setting.
And also, people can look forward to 5150, a movie you're doing with Gary Busey?
Oh, no, those are mixed up. Trapped in the 5150 is a Mexican horror movie made by Zuma Productions, which is a company down in Los Angeles that makes like Latino horror films. And the movie we did with Gary Busey is a movie called The Days, Volume 2. And that's actually, it was doing that movie together is where we met Lawrence Abrams in the band. He was also producing and acting in that film. And that's, we were doing that project right around the time that 100 Monkeys was forming. And that's when we met Uncle Larry.
Did you get to jam at all with Gary Busey?
We didn't get to jam with Gary Busey.
That would be amazing, eh?
It's true. I know. Doesn't he, does he play guitar or does he just sing?
I think he does both. He's amazing. In all the movies that he's done, he's always dabbling in a little bit of that here and there if you look really closely. And if you look really closely at the venue listings tonight, you'll see that the 100 Monkeys are playing, and we have some tickets to give away for your concert tonight at the venue. 604-822-2487. If you want to go see the 100 Monkeys play, it's an early show, 7 p.m., at the venue, call in now. And also, after this interview, I'm going to play an interview that I did with you a little while ago, Ben, the 100 Monkeys. And in the interview, I talked to you about Daniel Johnson. Did you ever end up covering Daniel Johnson, or did you ever meet Nick from Islands or the Unicorns?
We never got to meet Nick, and we still haven't gotten to cover one of Daniel's songs, which is, you know, something we've really been itching to do. Although the movie Girlfriend that Jared just produced, they did use the track True Love Will Find You in the End as part of the background music for the movie, and I think the scene that it's in is it's really effective and wonderful how it plays off.
So you're getting there, you're getting closer to Daniel Johnston.
An inch closer every day, you know.
And also, going to end right now with Wandering Mind. What can you tell the people about Wandering Mind by the 100 Monkeys?
Well, Wandering Mind is the single that we're promoting right now off our new album, Liquid Zoo, that's going to be coming out this spring. And it's just an interesting song. Ben Johnson does the lead vocals on this one. I play the drums on this one, which is a bit of a switch up from what it normally is. But, you know, we're always doing this in this band and switching up. And, we came out with this song, and I don't know how to describe it other than just being rock and roll, you know?
And was this recorded at Neptune Records in Vancouver, BC, Canada?
No, Wandering Mind, we recorded this in Los Angeles, California, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
What was recorded at Neptune? Did you record anything at Neptune Records?
Yeah, we did. We recorded the songs off of Grape. We were finishing that album in Vancouver and White Rock. And we did the vocals to Arizona. We cut some of the bass for Orson Brawl, which is actually hysterical because we didn't know that there were residences above Neptune Records. And so we went to do this bass track, and I think it was 3 or 4 in the morning. And, you know, it's a very loud bass part. And this poor guy came down half naked. I think we scared the daylights out of him, woke him up.
Were you recording his reaction as he came down? That would have been awesome.
That would have been too great. Yeah, get him yelling on the back of the truck. What is going on here? What is going on?
And then the next day, try to get him to sign a consent form to be in the record.
Yeah, right. Could you be so kind as to speak with our legal team?
But it's good that he came down and complained and didn't call the cops, or did he do both?
No, he came down and complained, which is very courteous. You know, we frequently, have to explain to the police why we're being so noisy at such odd hours, and anytime we can escape doing that, we're thankful.
Well, thanks so much for phoning into the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. Ben Gropner of the 100 Monkeys, again, playing tonight at the venue at 7 p.m. and tomorrow, all ages, for free at Neptune Records at 12 p.m. That's Neptune on Main Street. And if you'd like to win some tickets to go see the 100 Monkeys tonight, it's 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Phone now, and we're going to hear Wandering Mind, and then after that, we're going to hear the interview, as I mentioned, that I did with you, Ben, a little while ago, and we did at the Croatian Cultural Center, which actually, I think that event was actually curated by Neptune Records as well. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Ben, from 100 Monkeys?
We just want to say thank you for having us back. We're so excited to be back up in Vancouver. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling in, Ben. Keep on rocking in the free world, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Doot-doot.
In control, you were never out of hand, you were so damn perfect, it was hard to understand. All right, well, you always had a goal, and you always had a plan, and if you control. You were never out of hand. You were so damn perfect. It was hard to understand. All right.
Who are you?
We are 100 Monkeys.
Actually, I should probably say, Jackson, can you do a Disney 411 intro of your bandmates?
Hi, this is Jackson, and we're here with the 100 Monkeys. And we got Jared Anderson, and we've got Ben Graupner, and Uncle Larry, and we have Ben Johnson here. Oh, my God, we're with Nardwar. Wow!
And you guys are the 100 Monkeys in Vancouver, British Columbia.
100 Monkeys.
Canada. And you love, Jackson, your band, you love Daniel Johnston, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we love Daniel Johnston. He's a huge influence. And actually, I got to see a Daniel Johnston show. He performed here a couple nights ago, so I got to go see that, which is amazing, man. Watching him perform live is, you know, like that man puts his heart on his sleeve.
What can you tell the people about Daniel Johnston?
What's that?
What can you tell the people about Daniel Johnston?
Oh, he's just an incredible songwriter. He's probably one of the best songwriters alive today, I think. He's
an artist as well. His graphics, his visual art that he draws is absolutely amazing.
And Daniel Johnston has a message for you.
He does?
Yes, crowd around here, 100 Monkeys. We have a message right here for the 100 Monkeys by Daniel Johnston. And here it comes right now. This is Daniel Johnston's message to the 100 Monkeys.
Is this too good to be true? Hi, this is Daniel Johnston for the 100 Monkeys. Would you please do one of my songs? I sure appreciate it. Thanks. I hope you have a hit and we'll all be rich. Thank you.
What? Yes.
What?
We just got a blessing from Daniel Johnston to do one of his songs.
Daniel Johnston!
That was incredible. Thank you. That was one of the most amazing messages I think 100 Monkeys has ever received. Thank you so much, Daniel. We would love to do one of your songs.
Walking the cow.
We're going to work on it today.
And you'll both get rich on it.
Oh, we'd love it. We'd love it. Yeah, yeah, especially Daniel.
Because it's definitely not about the music.
Just kidding.
100 Monkeys, you played the Rio Theater.
That is correct.
And you guys caused our Pats to piss in a cup. Yes, Robert Pattinson pissed in a cup.
A witch?
The Beatlemania that was happening when the 100 Monkeys were playing the Rio Theater. It was a pretty crazy show, wasn't it?
It was a pretty crazy show.
In Vancouver, and it caused Robert Pattinson, who is backstage checking you guys out.
I thought that was like some expression of for the police coming. I thought like our Pats pissing a cup was like the cops got upset.
No!
Peeing a cup because there were so many people there?
Because the gig was going great. It was a great gig, wasn't it?
It was, and you sold it on eBay because I bought it.
You did buy it?
I did.
I thought he left a gift for you.
No, you sold it to me.
No, I didn't sell anything. But I just thought it was incredible, Jackson, that you guys have such an incredible Beatlemaniac following that poor Arpaz has to piss in a cup because he can't. No, why does he have to piss in a cup?
Sometimes pissing in a bottle is difficult.
Well, the reason he had to piss in the cup is he couldn't go to the washrooms because, remember, the washrooms are completely packed with the crowds. And the crowds wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the
100 Monkeys.
Yes, so indirectly, the 100 Monkeys caused our Pats to piss into a
cup.
Yes! Yes!
I feel like we're like winning a contest right now.
Jackson, you're also into the band Islands, aren't you?
Yeah, I love the Islands. And they were first the Unicorns.
And they're known for the song that you love?
Which one? I mean, like, there's so many. It's like Don't Call Me Whitney Bobby, Rough Jim, Evil Creepin' is a great song. Yeah, yeah.
And Nick.
I Was Born a Unicorn still is my absolute favorite song. I was born a unicorn.
And Jackson, Nick from the Unicorns has a message for you right here. Here's a message from Nick of Islands to 100 Monkeys.
Excellent.
Hey, 100 Monkeys, it's Nick from Islands. Nardwar asked me to send a video saying what's up. He mentioned you guys were fans of Corey Haim and Vampires and Don't Call Me Whitney Bobby, the Island song. Nardwar likes trivia, so I figured I'd unload a little bit of trivia about those things. Don't Call Me Whitney Bobby is a reference to Sly Stone Sly Stone song. And it's also a reference to Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, obviously. And I made a movie with Corey Haim when I was in film school in Canada by crank calling his uncle and then convincing him to act in the film, which did not go very well, mostly because he was, I don't know how to say it without sounding libelous, but it didn't work, but he was really terrible about it, and I was too, I was young, but if you ever see him, maybe you should ask him if he remembers me, probably not. Anyway, enjoy Vancouver, and say what's up to Nardwar for me.
What's up, Nardwar?
What's up, Nar?
Nick from Islands, Daniel Johnson, all welcoming the 100 Monkeys to Vancouver.
I love you.
Well, we love the 100 Monkeys. Thank you for helping generate all these amazing connections to your band, Islands, Daniel Johnson.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. I mean, yeah, hey, like we just came into town to record some music, mix an album, and you know, play some shows. We never imagined we'd get such you know, illustrious performers as Daniel Johnson and Nick from the Islands. Hey, that's amazing.
I have a list for you, 100 Monkeys. At number 5, we have Chris Martin. At number 4, we have Tori Amos. At number 3, we have Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
At number 2, we have Jackson
Smith.
Rathbone.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jackson Brown.
And at number 1,
I don't know.
We have Ben
Graubner.
Ben Graubner!
What's it a list of?
You're number 1! Yay!
Yay!
And look who you beat out. Chris Martin, Tori Amos, Justin Timberlake, Jackson Rathbone. You are number 1, top 10 hands, as written by Willow Rain.
Let me see your hand.
Top 10 hands.
Those are...
Can we do a comparison right there, Jackson? The hands, like, he beat you out. Top 10 hands.
I definitely have more hand than you.
That's what it is.
On the size scale.
The weird thumb thing.
Yeah, you got the thumb thing.
Yeah, the thumb thing does weird. Really? Does that doesn't give me any cred, the thumb?
Gave me, like, a hand award?
Willow Rain gave that to you. You're number 1 on a hand award.
Willow Rain, thank you very much.
What I think is interesting is you guys have played a few Twi-Cons, haven't you?
Yeah, we have.
And the woman that was the hands of the...
book.
Of the book was actually at one of those
conferences. Met her. She's cool.
What? Her name is Kimbra.
Kimbra. I remember meeting her. I remember she was like, I was the hand model for Twilight. I was like, that's so bizarre and weird.
And did she charge you $20 for a photo?
No.
Because here we have your co-star, Kristen Stewart, and what punk t-shirt is she wearing?
Minor Threat.
Minor Threat, a hardcore band t-shirt.
All right. You do your research.
What does Kristen taste like, Jackson?
That is an inappropriate question, Nardwar.
The blood! You drink her blood in the movie!
I don't drink her blood in the movie. I try to, but I don't get it. I miss.
Don't quite make it.
Don't quite make it.
Here's the neck. Miss. Miss.
Near miss.
Jackson, in the movie, do you wear a wig?
In the first one, no. In the second two, yes.
And was it because you did some movie in Greenland?
Yeah, I did a movie called The Last Airbender with M. Night Shyamalan, and I had to get this crazy haircut where I'm shaved up the sides, kind of like, you know, doing the whole punk thing. I could rock the Casbah now. Check it out. I'm the Clash.
No, exactly. Who you are is, you are Varg. You are going to be Varg, and I have a gift for you.
Oh, man, this is amazing.
What do we have there? Can you please explain?
This is Burzum Anthology.
Damn, dude.
Oh, my God.
You are going to be, for the people that don't know, Jackson is going to be playing this gentleman?
Actually, I got to break the news. I'm not going to be playing this gentleman anymore. The dates ended up falling through. I've been pursuing this this role for 2.5 years, and just the dates didn't end up lining up. Unless the movie gets pushed to next year.
It's the Lords of Chaos movie that they're hoping to shoot for the movie Lords of Chaos. You were going to play good old Varg.
Man, Varg is amazing. I've read a lot of interviews with him, and the guy is just a really smart man and makes great music. and I mean, I like black metal, and I love his music probably. Like,
well, this is a gift from me to you, Jackson.
Well, thank you, Narwhal.
Oh, no problem. And if you open it up, look, it's the anthology. It's the Burzum anthology with the story.
Oh my gosh.
Well, thanks much, 100 Monkeys. Keep on rocking in the free world, and doot doodaloot doo.
Doot doot.
And you're still listening to the Narwhal, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And that was the 100 Monkeys. And before that, another interview with Ben Gropner of the 100 Monkeys, who are playing a gig tonight at the venue. If you want to go to the gig for free, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Call now. Now, also happening on Monday, well, this is all happening tonight, but happening on Monday, March the 7th, Tunnel Canary documentary as part of what? The Noise Night. Alan McInnes, who helped set up my interview with the Swans, put together Noise Night and is putting together Noise Night, a one-day festival of experimental music and film, featuring the films Tunnel Canary, 1978 to 2008. It's a documentary about the legendary Vancouver art, noise, punk band Tunnel Canary. It's Tunnel Canary, 78 to 2008. And also, there's going to be the Subcultural Revolution Shanghai, a premiere of Zev Asher's new documentary about the Chinese noise band Torturing Nurse. Plus, there's going to be some live performances by the minimalist jug band and Ejaculation Death Rattle. This is happening on March the 7th at the Van City Theater. More information, vifc.org. So Noise Night coming up this Monday, March the 7th, 2011. Tunnel Canary movie and Subcultural Revolution Shanghai, plus the minimalist jug band and Ejaculation Death Rattle. This is all put together by Alan McInnes, and the Tunnel Canary thing, you just gotta check out. It's incredible. Like, a lot of the bands were into the total punk rock thing in 77, 78 in Vancouver, total great punk action, but the Tunnel Canary were doing stuff, noise rock stuff, before anybody had done any noise rock. Well, kinda. Pretty amazing stuff. Tunnel Canary documentary. Please check it out. March the 7th, 2011. All starts at 6:30 p.m. at the Van City Theater. VIFC.org. And right now, I'm going to play some Ejaculation Death Rattle. Right now, we're going to hear Ejaculation Death Rattle on the Narwhal, the Human Serviette Radio Show on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Thank you.
dang, Vancouver. This is Clem from the White Cowbear, Oklahoma. And you're listening to Anwar, the human serviette, right here on CITR in Vancouver, blasting through the airways at the speed of sound or light or I don't know. All I know, it feels good.
You're still listening to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Who are you?
I am Betty Ford, a.k.a. Marin Hancunt.
Marin Hancunt, DJ Hancunt. Welcome to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. Who the hell are you and what the hell is going on?
I am a DJ, an MC, an academic, a writer, a radical feminist, and a fag mag. And I am part of Utopia Festival, which is happening all day tomorrow at Storium, featuring wonderful workshops and then evening performances by people like Peaches, Tanya Tagak, Isis Salam from Thunder Heist, myself, Betty Ford, Beatrice, Blontron, Lynx, DJ She, and so much more.
And you have phoned in specifically to the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, to help give away some tickets to this event, some free tickets, right?
That's right. Totally free. Oh, my God. It's going to be amazing. It starts at 8 p.m., and it's going all the way until 4 a.m. at Storium. It's going to be the party of the year. We're expecting 2,000 people.
Now, if you phone into the Nardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show right now, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, you can get some free tickets. What time would people show up at if they win the free tickets? And if they don't win the free tickets, how much is it to get in? And where the hell is it again? Storium?
Storium, that big, huge museum on, what is Storium? It's on, like, Hastings or something, right?
And you wouldn't know Vancouver very well because you're not even in Vancouver most of the time these days. I think of you as a Vancouverite.
I know. I'm now Torontonian. I left Vancouver, and I now live in Toronto, right in Cabbage Town. I've lived there since 2009. But I do miss Vancouver very much. And Storium is easy to find. I think it's on Hastings. It's that huge museum that went out of business, and it got taken over by W2 Media Society. It's going to be massive. There's three huge rooms. People that win tickets or that want to buy tickets, it starts at 8 p.m. with Tanya Tagak and First Nations songwriters and song weavers that are performing, as well as Chris Dirksen. There's all these wonderful performances happening from 8 till about 10:30, and then the huge, massive DJ party starts at about 11. So you can come anytime after 8, and we're going till 4 a.m. Peach's DJ set is on at about 12:30. If you don't win tickets, you can purchase tickets by going to creativetechnology.org. Tickets are only $26 in advance for the evening program. That includes 30 artists, three rooms. We've got all these media artists that will be doing live cinema and visuals throughout the whole entire show. It's going to be absolutely incredible.
And Storium is 151 West Cordova, and it's the Utopia Festival. And there's a big website for it, too, like creativetechnology.org/page/utopia-1. I just love saying that. http://www.creativetechnology.org/page/utopia-1. The Utopia Festival. 604-822-247. UBC CITR if you want to win some free tickets. Courtesy DJ Betty Ford. Betty Ford, please tell me, what do each of the people look like that are performing tonight as part of the Utopia Festival? For instance, what do you look like? What does Peaches look like right now?
Peaches probably looks amazing right now because she's in L.A., and L.A. is really warm and sunny. I look fine. I'm going to look better because I'm going to go work out with Blondtron after this and then have a hot tub. But we all look like women.
Well, but actually,
we're all women performing.
And if people want to see what you look like, DJ Betty Ford.
Oh, they can pick up the West Ender, and I'm on the cover.
So did it have to work this way? You have to move out of Vancouver to get on the cover of the West Ender?
No, I was on the cover of the West Ender in 2004 for Stinkman. I was bending over, grabbing my twat, and the headline said, "Lock up your sons."
And what sort of reaction did you get from that versus now?
Well, apparently, according to the West Ender, that was their most picked-up issue. I don't know. My father, somebody sent that old issue from 2004 with the obscene cover. Someone sent that to my dad anonymously, and he didn't even say anything to me. I found out from my sisters that he'd received a copy. I think he was quite embarrassed. But this time, I'm going to send him this newspaper and just say, "Hey, is this better, Dad?
And
is this nicer?"
Tonight, it's basically 100% female electronic artists. Is it all Canadian female?
No, Lynx is it's heavy on the CanCon. Tanya Tagak is, I guess, Canadian. She's from the Northwest Territories. I think she identifies as, you know, more according to her Inuit ancestry than in terms of Canadian nationality, but I can't speak for her. Peaches is, of course, from Toronto. She lives in Berlin. Isis is from Toronto. Lynx is from the U.S. I believe she's from Portland. The keynote address for the conference at 2:30 is by Tara Rogers, who runs the website pinknoises.com and just recently released a really amazing book called pinknoises.com. That's about women in electronic media and radio and music. So she's from the U.S. Everybody else, I think, is Canadian. Lots of Vancouverites. Charity Marsh is coming from the Interactive Media and Performance Lab at the University of Regina. She's a Canada Research Chair in Interactive Media and Performance. And then the rest of the people are local.
What an incredible! What an incredible festival! Has this been done before?
I know. No, but this is the first one, but we're going to do it every year after this.
And you were going to have
year.
You were going to have Rye Rye, the rapper Rye Rye, but you couldn't meet her demands for mashed potatoes?
No, but she did have she had this really neat rider that I thought was really cute. No, we only put this together in 7 weeks. There wasn't a lot of time. We really wanted Rye Rye. We were trying to make that happen, but her people they weren't getting back to us in time with what she needed in terms of flights. It sounded like she was bringing a few different people with her, but we couldn't find out how many, and we were unable to budget the flights. So we're going to try to have her next year when we have more time to work it out.
And her rider, what was on it, mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes, buffalo chicken wings, Red Bull not sugar-free, different kinds of candy. I'd have to look. I remember thinking that some of the candy we didn't have in Canada, and I was like, oh, dear. She didn't have, like, blue Smarties or hookers and blow on it or anything like that. But definitely the mashed potatoes were, and they were specific, too. Like, they needed to have butter and spices or something. I just was concerned. I didn't know who was going to make them. I was like, do I have to make these potatoes?
And, Maren, lastly, who's on the menu again tonight?
Peaches, Tanya Tagak, Isis Salam from Thunder Heist, JB the First Lady, Chris Dirksen, Hiramo Gotu, Antonia Ria. Those are readers. We have Vancouver Women Writers reading during 8 to 10 p.m. Hannah Calder and Kim Fu, they're also readers. Musicians and DJs, myself, Betty Ford, B-Traits, Librarian, Zenobia, Lynx, DJ She, Blondtron, Lady Lane, Tank Girl, Miss M, Blessed, The Square Root of Evil, Just Sheila, JNL, DJ Tapes, Miss Innocent, Veronica, Tara Rogers, Charity Marsh, Christy Lee Charles, and much more.
All tonight.
All tonight. Tomorrow night.
Oh.
Media artists. This is tomorrow. This is Saturday, March 5th.
At the Storium at 8 p.m. And lastly, Maren, and anything update from the land of peaches? Has she been in contact with any of her famous friends recently that have been ripping her off?
Who's ripping her off?
I don't know. I just thought I'd say that.
Oh, she's happy. I saw her in New York. I was with her in New York last Monday night. We were partying. We were popping bottles and dancing on the speaker. She's doing very well. She just finished doing two basically kind of Broadway shows, Peaches Does Herself, which she put on in Berlin, and also Peaches Cray Superstar with Gonzalez on piano, which I had the pleasure of seeing in Toronto over Christmas. It was fantastic. Right now she's working on her fifth or sixth album. She was writing with XX in New York, and right now she's in L.A. writing with someone who I forget. She's doing fucking awesome.
Well, thanks so much for phoning into the Nardwuar Human Serviette Well, thanks so much for phoning into the Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show, DJ Maren. And the Utopia Festival is again tomorrow, Saturday, March the 5th, 604-822-247, 604-UBC-CITR if you'd like to win some tickets for it, 8 p.m. Or just show up tomorrow and pay, because it's amazing what you've put together, all this stuff happening. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Maren?
Yes, please look at creativetechnology.org, because the whole entire lineup for both the day conference and the evening showcase is online, as well as ticket info, as well as ticket links to buy tickets. So everything you need is on creativetechnology.org.
Well, thanks much, Maren. Keep on rocking in the free world, and do-do-da-loot-do.
Wiggle for free, all I can see. Do it for me, do it for me, do it for me. Put on those boxer shorts, come on, bend over, do the do. Those boxer shorts, I got a body gun for you. Come on, everybody, that do the do. Don't box your shorts. I got a body plan for you. Bend over and drop the hammer. Cause you're my hoe and I'm a lover. Yank it up now, real tight. Dance like a mother. To keep it going now all night. I need a brother and biker shorts.
Dig that band above the knee. Biker shorts look so good to me. I like them tight and long, over top of the thong. You know what I mean, and I sing along. Coming at me with that shining bulge. Each something in your shorts you'd like to divulge. A neon strap running down each side. You're in my sight, nowhere to hide.
Put on those boxer shorts. Come on, bend over, do the do. Those boxer shorts. I got a body gun for you. Those boxer shorts. Come on, make a thing that do the do. Those boxer shorts. I got a body gun for you. It's all over. Get the camera. Broken down banner, put on a show, it's time to handle these boxer shorts real tight on your mantle.
You know, Sig Mitt looks to fuck it up, love the biker shorts and the way they cut. They look so good on Eddie Vedder with the padded crotch. It's even better, wanna peel them off like banana skin. Smell the sweat from the beast within. When I wax for expanics, I could never be bored. This is biker shorts and I'm better for
those boxer shorts. Come on, bend over. Those boxer shorts, I got a body gun for you. Those boxer shorts, come on now, baby, do the do. Those boxer shorts, I got a body gun for you.
Hey, yo, Freddy.
Yeah, Jenny.
Don't you think they look good in them biker shorts?
Damn right,
I'm gonna go up on stage right now and go ask one of them numbers. Especially the one with the little orange stripe down the side.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask him to pick up my pants.
Put on those boxer shorts. Come on, bend over, do the do. Those boxer shorts. I got a body gun for you. Those boxer shorts. Come on, now, baby, do the do. Those boxer shorts. I got a body gun for you. Put them on, you stupid sucker. Not the ones with the neon color. Wanna be my spandex lover, brother. Put them
show.
You're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and an Ardwarda Human Serviette radio show. You just heard Stink Mitt right there with Camel Toe. And before that, Stink Mitt with Biker Shorts. And before that, an interview with DJ Marin, Betty Ford from Stink Mitt. And Betty Ford is participating in the gigantic Utopia Festival that's happening tomorrow, Saturday, March 5th, at W2 Storium. More information can be found at creativetechnology.org. And again, a whole bunch of bands are playing. It's the biggest lineup of female electronic artists ever to hit a Canadian stage. Peaches, Isis, Betty Ford, as we've mentioned, Blondtron, she, lots of stuff happening. And congrats to all the winners that phoned in to win tickets tomorrow night, Storium 151 West Cordova. If you didn't win tickets, you can still buy a ticket. Coming up right now, I thought I would end the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show with a little bit of Nimrod. And again, as I mentioned, Alan McInnes is having his big birthday celebration. This Monday, March the 7th, it's going to be a documentary on Tunnel Canary. And as well, there's going to be performances by the Minimalist Jug Band and Ejaculation Death Rattle. Plus, there's going to be a premiere of Zev Asher's new documentary about the Chinese noise band Torturing Nurse. And that's at the VIFC.org Theater, the VIFC.org Theater, the Van City Theater. So thought would play some Nimrod, featuring Zev Asher, one of the early Scratch Records releases from 1993. This is Nimrod, the noise band that Zev Asher was in 1993, on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette radio show on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Easy, 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 easy maze world never begins.
Oh, sugar, sugar, you are my candy girl. You got me wanting you, sugar. Oh, honey, honey. One, two, three, four.
This is the end, my only friend, the end. I never look into your eyes again, my friend. This is the end, beautiful friend, the end. I never look into your eyes again. Father, yes, son, I want to kill you. Mother, I want to, I want to, I want to.
Fuck you! One, two, three, four. My baby grew up in a brand new Cadillac. Yes, it is. My baby grew up in a brand new Cadillac. This boss to you, big daddy. Well, baby, baby, won't you eat my pee? Come on, sugar, won't you come back to me? This boss to you, big daddy. My baby grew up in a brand new Cadillac. Yes, it is. My baby grew up in a brand new Cadillac. Says, boss to you, fucking daddy. Baby, baby, won't you hear my plea? Come on, sugar, won't you come back to me? Says, boss to you, fucking daddy.